Most of the clubs have been busy on the transfer market, and others like Dynamos and Islanders have hired foreign coaches, all with the dream of winning Zimbabwe's biggest football competition. Fans, however, would not have wanted a far much better start to the season than a game between defending champions Chicken Inn and last season's runners-up Dynamos at Baba Field Stadium Saturday. Chicken Inn made a bold statement of their intention to retain their title with a gutsy performance against South African giants Mamelodi Sundowns before losing the CAF Champions League show 2-1 on aggregate. On the premise of that display, the Gamecocks start off as favourites against a team whose pedigree has not yet been fully tested. More importantly is the fact that Dynamos are starting afresh following the arrival of new Portuguese coach Jorge Silva, who replaced Tony Rindiraya at the end of last season. However, club chairman Kenny Mbaiwa has warned Silva that he will also be fired if he fails to deliver in the first four games of the season.
Our aim is to lift the championship, but it depends on the coach whether he's going to deliver. If he doesn't deliver, our coach at Dynamos is we don't keep you fire.
The game between the Gamecocks and Dimbare is unquestionably the highlight of the start of the season, but elsewhere, new boys border strikers make the long trip to Kariba to face Sunday Chidzambwa ZPC. Chidzambwa is now settled well in Kariba after years in South Africa, and the former national team coach says he wants to win all honours on offer this season.
You can, in football, you may win, lose or draw, but I would love to win as many honours as I can.
There are other matches on Saturday, with last season's third place team FC Platinum hosting Cholocho Pirates, while the game between New Boys Mtare City and Ngezi Platinum Stars is waiting for ground confirmation. On Sunday, Capes United are at home Chapungu, hoping for a better start to the season. Farai Jere has taken over from Twine Pirates club owner, but has tasked the running of the club to chairman Louis Uriri. Uriri has no illusions about their intentions, saying they need a cup treble this season, including the league championship.
The truth of the matter is that we're contending for honours, and for honours in 2016. And personally, I'm looking at a league and cup treble. The Net One Cup, Chibuku Cup, and the championship. They should go to where they belong, the Green Machine.
Not to be done are Harare City. The Harare City Fathers are hoping to use the experience garnered in the CAF Confederation Cup for a better show on the domestic scene. Although they are on the road to have to beat at home Triangle, coach Chaurai Mangwiro thinks his team will be strong challengers for the championship this year.
We'll be able to form an even formidable challenge.
Islanders, who are on a roll after reaching the Zimbabwe National Army Charities Shield final, are also on the road to the Colliery, where they should not expect any favours from Mwange. From what has been happening during the off-season, the serious challengers for the title look like the normal contenders: Chicken Inn, Islanders, Dynamos, FC Platinum, and to a lesser extent, Capes United. Action, however, started this afternoon with a game between Haumine and Blauwe City. The game ended 2-0 after Haumine had finished with 10 players following the expulsion of Victor Kamuka for rough play. This means before tomorrow's matches, Haumine and Blauwe City are tied at the top of the table with 1 point each. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.